The Compassionate Friends of Ketchikan, a bereaved parent support group, has been helping folks in the community for quite some time. Here to tell us more about that, we have Ann Lucas and Karen Pitcher. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And when did this group start? It's been together for quite a few years, has it not?
I believe we became an official chartered member of the Compassionate Friends in 2005. We'd been meeting informally before then. But Compassionate Friends is a worldwide organization. It was actually started in England, and it's got well over 600 chapters in the United States now, all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. So we are one of those many chapters here in Ketchikan.
And this is for parents who have lost children?
It's for support for families who have experienced the death of a child. It includes parents, grandparents, and siblings, which is a real important component, too.
And when and where do you generally meet?
We meet the second Thursday of every month at the Pioneer Home in the first floor conference room. And the only exception to that is this month, December, when we participate in the worldwide candlelighting event, which is always on the second Sunday of December. So it'll be December 11th, this coming Sunday. And here in Ketchikan, we will be meeting at the Point Cafe at 6:30, and our hospital chaplain, Margie Adams, is going to be the main speaker. Joanna DeSanto will be singing, and we do provide the candles, the cider, and refreshments, but anyone, you know, that's experienced the death of a child at any age or at any time is welcome to attend and light a candle in memory of their loved one. And also, they're welcome to bring a photo to put on our memory table, which, of course, they can take home again with them. So our event starts at 6:30, so we have time to do, you know, a little intro and so forth before the candles are actually lit. And this happens, the candles are lit at 7 p.m. in every time zone around the world. So it's like a wave of light that encircles the world in memory of our loved ones.
And Ann Lucas, I believe you wanted to share how this group has helped you.
Right. My daughter, Heidi Germain, passed on June 24th, 2014. And what we refer to as her angelversary, but I think of it as her angel birthday. Heidi was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1995 and was bedbound the last 4 years of her life. And although it was what's called an expected death, we miss her very much. The Compassionate Friends group in Ketchikan has been a wonderful support for me, and I've learned that there are as many ways to grieve as there are people, and that each person's way is the right way for them. I've learned that healing is found in talking and laughing and crying together. I've learned that sharing memories of our loved ones keeps them alive, and because they're always in our hearts and minds, we can never really lose them. And the support, I don't think I would have found that kind of support anywhere else, because losing a child is, at whatever age, is a different kind of grieving. So I'm really grateful for the group in Ketchikan.
And it is, I guess most people expect that their child, you know, they will go before their child does.
Yes, that's right.
And so often, yeah, it isn't an unexpected thing. And we've talked and we've had both your group and other groups come in and talk about grief. And I think that's a great point, that everybody grieves in different ways. And sometimes people aren't understanding about that because they expect you to grieve how they grieve. Right. And so it sounds like this group is a great asset of having people just share their own experiences and saying it's okay to do what you need to do.
Right. And at our monthly meetings, we always say that, you know, everyone is encouraged to speak and tell their story. But if they're not comfortable with that, if they just want to come and silently listen, if they feel more comfortable with that, that's fine too.
Okay, so, and again, this is open to anyone who needs this group.
Right, right. So it's primarily parents, grandparents, and siblings. And you know, a child can be a miscarriage, a stillborn child, or your child may have been 50-some years old, and this may have occurred recently, or it may have occurred 20 or more years ago. But it's an ongoing process, and all of those circumstances fit with our group support.
Okay, and again, a safe support group for those seeking.
Right, and the main thing, you know, that we do want to do is invite anyone who feels that it would be helpful to our candlelighting event this Sunday, December 11th, 6:30 at the Point Cafe. And everything will be provided. They can bring a photo of their loved one if they'd like.
Okay. So. All right. Anything else that either of you would like to add?
Well, this is the 20th annual Worldwide Candlelighting, and it's believed to be the largest mass candlelighting on the globe, with this 24-hour wave of light moving from time zone to time zone. And the other thing is that on that day, on the national website, which is www.compassionatefriends.org, all lowercase, there is a remembrance book. So people can go on the website, sign, you know, make a remembrance, share a memory of their child, and that continues all day long. There's also a lot of good information on that website. And people that aren't in Ketchikan, other places, can find a local candlelighting event through the website also.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Karen Pitcher and Ann Lucas. And again, coming up on Sunday is that candlelight vigil. You can check out our calendar at krbd.org, and we do have that info on there as well.